From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. After postponing Thursday's vote on the Republican-designed health care reform bill over apparent uncertainty about its passage, House Speaker Paul Ryan made this announcement within the past hour.
For 7.5 years, we have been promising the American people that we will repeal and replace this broken law because it's collapsing and it's failing families. And tomorrow we're proceeding.
You have to vote?
Speaker, President
Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a deal maker on the line. Trump failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus and even alienated some moderates afraid for their political futures. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square on Thursday for the victims of the attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan spoke to the gathering.
Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism. Those evil and twisted individuals who try to destroy our shared way of life will never succeed, and we condemn them.
On Wednesday, police say Khalid Mossad drove over pedestrians, killing two on Westminster Bridge before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. Dozens of people remain hospitalized with injuries. Authorities are continuing their investigation, but they believe that he is the lone attacker in this case. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch.
His nomination will have a cloture vote. He will have to earn 60 votes for confirmation. My vote will be no, and I urge my colleagues to do the same.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. Friday marks World Tuberculosis Day, and the World Health Organization is warning the battle to wipe out the global TB epidemic will not be won unless the stigma and discrimination of tuberculosis patients is brought to an end. Lisa Sline reports on the new launch of the WHO Ethics Guidance for the Treatment of People with Tuberculosis.
The World Health Organization says stigma and discrimination against TB patients hamper efforts to wipe out this deadly disease. WHO Global TB Program Medical Officer Ernesto Jaramillo says vulnerable people such as migrants, prisoners, ethnic minorities, marginalized women and children are most likely to suffer abuse, neglect, and rejection. He says this prevents them from seeking treatment for tuberculosis. New WHO ethical guidance includes actions to overcome barriers of stigma, discrimination, and marginalization of people with tuberculosis. The agency says protecting the human rights of all those affected will save many lives and will make it possible to end this global scourge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Pakistan government says terrorists are financing their activities through waves of crimes, including extortion, drug trafficking, and kidnapping. Pakistani media say the yet-to-be-released report cites the more than 200 local and international terrorist organizations generate billions of Pakistani rupees to fund their activities. The report also said some terrorist groups get rich off selling military equipment looted from NATO supplies that pass through Pakistan land before arriving in neighboring Afghanistan. The U.S. State Department has asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. It is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering the U.S. that President Donald Trump promised during his campaign. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.